Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Terry Nooner Coaches Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome into the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Strothman. Merry Christmas to you all and a happy new year as we officially get ready for 2026. And the Shockers are getting ready for conference play. They're set to take on Tulsa down in Oklahoma and then getting back to Wichita coming up on Saturday, squaring off with the Tulane Green Wave. We'll talk about those games, but we also have a couple games to recap. We didn't do a podcast after two games against Oral Roberts, a 79-65 win, and then a hard-fought game against Middle Tennessee, but ultimately falling short 46-45. We'll recap those games as well. Coach Terry Nooner officially joining me now. And
yes,
Coach,
sir.
First and foremost, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How did everything go last week in the Nooner household?
It went great. My kids had a great time. Santa Claus came through for them, so they're super happy. My six-year-old still believes in Santa Claus. My 10-year-old is kind of on the fence. He kind of goes back and forth, and then, of course, the 13-year-old helps us keep it all going, so she understands what it is. But it was a great time for just to kind of reset and spend time with them for a few days. We went to an NBA game down in San Antonio and watched the Spurs against the Thunder, which was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. My kids, they've been to a million different NBA games, but they did it while they were babies, so they didn't really understand where they were at. And so this was kind of first game where they understood, they knew the players, and they're fans of players, and mm-hmm. they're becoming these big NBA fans, and especially my 6 and my 10-year-old. Like, one likes OKC and one likes the Spurs, and so it was a lot of trash talk between them two during the game. but just a good time just to kind of reset and kind of – know, take some time off and kind of think about what we need to do as a group, spend time with my family, let my players spend time with their families. And we always tell them to be where their feet are, and that's even in these situations. And I know it's hard when, you know, you come off a tough loss like we did against Middle Tennessee, but I think it's also important that you spend time with your family and you make sure that you maximize the time while you're with your people, just because you never know when it could be the last day you see somebody, and you just want to make sure that you know, you're present when you're with your family, because we want them to be present while they're here. And so when they're with their families, we want them to be present with their families.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was just going to ask how much activity actually went down last week. I'm sure it was very much a, all right, y'all, just relax. Of course, you still have to get back in the swing of things, do a little bit of practice, a little bit of shoot around.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like when you take off basically 2 days of basketball, your shot changes quite a bit, because it's just the way it is. So, but how much like activity was really done for these players? Was it truly just, hey, go home and just relax?
Well, they, I mean, we got like a group that don't really like taking off like that, and so they like our strength coach Jazz, she sent them like some strength and conditioning stuff they can do, and then they all have access to gym, so they all were, you know, and sending videos, and they were, you know, running on treadmills and still doing court workouts and that kind of stuff. So they would, I think, kind of from what I got from, they would try to do things in the morning when the rest of the family was kind of still asleep or that kind of thing, and get their work knocked out and then spend time with their family throughout the day. So they still were able to spend time with their families. And then when we got back on the 26th at night, and it was just more of like a, we just did a lot of shooting just to kind of, we didn't try to kill them that first day. We weren't trying to get people to come back and get people hurt on the first day, and just did a lot of shooting, which is, you know, ideas I got from when I worked for Brenda Freeze that first night. We just trying to get them back, you know, mentally they might be a little bit still with their families. And of course it's sad when you get to spend 4 or 5 days with your people after not being around them. So did a lot of shooting and walkthroughs and went through our plays and that kind of stuff. And then on the 27th, we got back live, and then, the last couple of days we've been working on Tulsa stuff. So that's been kind of like the plan, but it's, I mean, it's been good. I mean, we had disappointing losses throughout the semester. I think, off the court wise, we set another, program record with our GPA. Mm-hmm. We had 15 players who all, had a 3.0 or higher. We had 2 4.0s, and we had one more, that was straight A's with an A minus, which is Jada McDonald, which she was you know, disappointed. She said that teacher could have gave her them extra points, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do to try to get there. But she was excited. I think that's one of the highest GPA she's ever gotten. So we did an excellent job in the classroom. Like I said, we set a program record, and that's something that five semesters I've been here, we have five of the top six GPAs that they've tracked, of course, is historically in the history of the program. And so been doing a great job in the classroom, and now we need to get it better on the court.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask about the academic side of things, because that is a piece that does get lost in today's day and age of college athletics when there's some of the other things that people worry about. People lose the sight of the academics piece. And when I saw the release, I got excited. I actually texted Lucy, and I was like, hey, congrats. Like, I know it's not just you. The players got to put in the work, but I know it's a complete team effort. So to be able to, you know, have that success in the classroom, it's equally as important. And for, you know, a lot of these gals, they understand that moving forward, the goal is hopefully to try to find some basketball what's all said and done. But you got a lot of grad transfers, older players on this team, and it's also a good thing to see that example, right?
Yeah,
you kind of set
yeah.
that example for others moving forward.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's when you talk about you know, female athletes is not going to be the $200 and $300 million contracts. And so, for the most part, they're going to be professionals in other areas. And so academics is super duper important. That's something that we tell them when we recruit them. We promise their parents that they're going to graduate. We're going to help them get a meaningful degree, and we're going to be there for them, you know, not just for the years that they play with us, but we want to get them set up for the next 40 years of their lives. That's something that we preach. We really make sure we stay connected with them. And so the classroom is super duper important. And, you know, I got a great staff, and we have academic teams within the staff. And They all have players that they check on weekly. In addition to Lucy having weekly meetings with the players as far as getting them set up in the beginnings of the week. There are their academic coaches on the staff who checking in later in the week. We get progress reports, and they understand that there's going to be serious consequences if you don't do what you know. Sometimes it might be even a little harder probably than if you make a turnover or something. Like we don't play around. We make them sit in the front. Two rows. We make them communicate with their teachers. We make sure they're on time. We make sure they're present. We make sure they don't miss classes. And that's in the even days where we get back at 2 and 3 in the morning. I make sure they know they need to, if you got a class at 8 in the morning, you need to be in the class. And I think sometimes that gives you favor with professors and teachers when they see, they understand that you're a student athlete, but you're still, you know, showing dedication to the classroom. So we take that real serious.
Yeah, no doubt. Notice how this first segment was nothing but academics and Christmas. We'll get to basketball talk when we return. We'll recap the Oral Roberts win when we come back here on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Terry Nooner Podcast, I'm Pat Strothman. Wichita State gearing up for conference play. This is when really the real fun begins. So we'll definitely talk about the games for this week. One game in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The next being back in Wichita, taking on Tulane. But, Coach, we have a couple games to recap. We'll talk about Middle Tennessee coming up next because I feel like we can spend a segment talking about the game against the Blue Raiders, but the game against Oral Roberts, which it's screaming kids day. You have a lot of kids in the stands, and of course you have the 6'7" cam up there. Shout out Connor Phelps and the marketing team for coming up with that. That was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
And of course you get to 65 and we go to media timeout, and I look over at Tracy Anderson for ESPN Plus and I just point to the scoreboard, and she was like 2 points away. And of course, Abby Cater is able to get a bucket, and it's an and one, so it gives everyone an opportunity to celebrate. So, I mean, that in itself, the atmosphere was great, but in the first half, you find yourselves down at halftime, or Roberts is doing well offensively, and then you double up the Golden Eagles in the second half, 46-23, by far and away the best half that we've seen here for 2025-2026. That's an impressive win against Oral Roberts, a team that I think took on Tulsa and it went into overtime with Tulsa getting the win. They knocked off Idaho, a team that you saw out there in Irvine, California. So that was an impressive win.
Yeah, it was. I think the very next game they went down to Denton and they beat North Texas at North Texas after we played them. So it was a good win. It was great for our players. I think it was gritty. It was tough. I think we got to a point where we really started to figure out, you know, how we wanted to attack on both ends of the floor. And that first half of that game, we just felt like we were making the mistakes that we were making were fixable because they were, you know, game plan, scouting report mistakes, things that we had practiced on. And so, you know, as far as guarding penetration and how we guarded the dribble drive and being able to cover up strong side corners and that kind of stuff. And we really challenged them as a staff to lock in on the game planning mistakes, and we felt like if we could really lock into the scout report and the strategy that we was going to make a serious run. And I think to a man they stepped it up, and Abby Cater was just amazing that game. I think she was 11 for 12 from the field. Just really carried us, you know, on the offensive side of the floor. I think we were cooking the offense and the plays that we were running and the way we were executing. And then defensively, we were fueled by our defense. And so it was a total team win, but I think Abby just really stood out with the way she played and finished, and she kind of became our de facto post player for the game because we posted her up, you know, quite a bit during the game.
Well, as you brought up defensively there in the fourth quarter, offensively, that's something that we've highlighted before. You went 9 of 12 from the field, but you hold Ora Roberts to 4 of 16 from the field, and it didn't feel like there were any clean looks happening in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we just locked into the – to the game plan, we knew what we needed to do, and a lot of it was, you know, the you know, they would drive the slots, and then there's always a person in the corner, and the corner would lift up when you would try to help, and they were getting threes, or then they were kicking it to that person who was, again, driving downhill. And one of our concepts is when we get the ball on one side of the floor, we want to keep it on that side and force some baseline and not let people go middle. And they just really – as a group, we just overly, like, locked in onto that particular part of the concepts, and then we were able to get out and transition and get some easy scores. And then, like I said, Abby was just amazing just around the basket and the paint, and we were able to knock down some threes. And so, I mean, we shot, I think, 50% from the field, 75% mm-hmm. from the line. And mm-hmm. and so when we do those things, we're a tough team to beat.
Yeah, 55% from the floor overall, but in the second half in particular – you go 8 of 16 in the third quarter for 50%, and then you shoot 75% in the fourth quarter. As you brought up, knocking down threes, you had four of them in the third period.
Yeah.
And one of them that was big was one from Breon White, who I know has been trying to stretch out her game a little bit. And when she knocked down that three, that's when I thought to myself, okay, is this going to be the moment? And we've seen this team build leads before and then get challenged. Loyola Marymount, you see them play in desperation. They they slice it down to 1 point, but you never surrendered. How did it feel to be in the position where the foot was on the gas pedal and it never let up there in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. And especially, like I said, this was not like this was a low-level team. This was a high-caliber team that we played against that's tough in their conference. And again, they left our floor and went down and Denton at North Texas, and they beat North Texas, who's been, you know, one of the staples in our league since I've been here as a coach. They won it 1 year. Last year, I think they finished third. And so and then the way they played Tulsa. So we had their attention, our players' attention, and we knew how good of a team that they were going to be, and especially seeing them play against Tulsa and the type of teams that they had played going into that game. And so for us, it was just a matter of trusting the game plan, locking in into the game plan, and if we did those things, we were going to be successful.
No doubt. You brought up Abby Cater and how good she was. Ended up with 24 points off the bench, had 23 in the game beforehand, 47 points in a two-game stretch. Yeah, I think that will get the job done, to say the least. She was pretty darn efficient. You found the matchup that you wanted and clearly exploited it there in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And then in the game against Middle Tennessee, unable to have her in that game.
Yeah.
How's Abby just doing just in general as we gear up for conference play?
She's doing great. She had a thumb injury that she experienced the practice before the Middle Tennessee game, and she came in and shoot around and got it. The trainers, Andrea, she's going to do her thing and wrap it up and that kind of stuff, but she was in just like excruciating pain, so they wanted to try to get her checked out because we were going into Christmas break, and just to make sure there wasn't anything alarming going on. And so we sent her to the doctors, and they found out that she had a major injury that she had suffered, that we thought was just like a jam finger or something. And so she, you know, we found out an hour and a half before the game that we wasn't going to have her. And so, you know, that's a serious blow. And of course, you can always say next man up and that kind of stuff. I think it's a little bit different when you got a situation where you haven't even really had a chance to kind of practice without her. And then especially when you had two games where she was a go-to person and we figured out how we was going to utilize her. And teams weren't able to just face guard Jayla Harden anymore because you got the other scoring threat that's scoring in the paint and scoring on the other wing. And so they have to play us a little bit more solid. So, you know, to find out that you lose your leading scorer, who was, you know, on pace to, you know, she was honorable mention as one of the players of the week as far as in the conference, and had a great chance of, you know, another game like she played before, like she could have been like the player of the week, just, you know, just how great she was playing. Mm-hmm. And so when you lose that person, you know, an hour or so before the game, it makes it tough. I think we battled and we played tough and we did what we were supposed to do. But you're talking about, you know, going from 70-point games to, you know, you lose 24, 23 points. That's just a, you know, that's a huge blow. And that's not even talking about – her impact she makes on defense and the passing lanes and steals. And so it was just a tough challenge for us. But I think we battle. We don't make excuses for us, but it just is what it is. That was a reality that we had to deal with going into that Middle Tennessee State game.
No doubt. And we'll talk about Middle Tennessee. It was a one-point loss, but definitely a lot of fight shown in that game. We'll talk about it next year on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
Welcome back to the Terry Nooner Podcast. Wichita State gearing up for conference play. But before we talk about that, we talk about the non-conference finale against Middle Tennessee State. It was a hard-fought game. I would argue the most physical game that you've seen so far here for 25-26. Wichita State ends up losing 46-45, but after trailing by double digits, a 12-1 run to close the gap right there, 2:40 left, down by one, an opportunity to potentially steal one away from Middle Tennessee. But at the end, at the end of the day, Middle Tennessee gets the win, 46-45. But Coach, you knew going into that game, just based on how Middle Tennessee's plays with the coach that's there, Coach Insull, you see what they've done. They have historically been a defensive minded team. And you knew you're going to be in a dogfight. Then you throw in the factor that we talked about before this segment. We talked about how you don't have Abby Cater for the game, so you have to deal with that. And it's like, oh, geez. And then you don't have Diamond Richardson pretty much for the entire second half. So all those things combined, you knew that you would be in for a challenge, but your squad didn't quit. A 12-1 run to get within striking distance. You had the ball, a chance to potentially get off a game-winning shot or maybe get to the free-throw line and get the win at the free-throw line, but unfortunately unable to get a shot off as you end up falling by 1 point. But a lot of fight. I know we sit here, we don't talk about moral victories. I understand that. But when you have a team as physical as Middle Tennessee, it felt like you guys were able to match the physicality, even without a couple of players, which I think is a big thing to look back on.
Yeah, and we had to go to, one of our closing lineups, we played Treasures 3. Just trying to figure out, you know how to do stuff within the game, and that was pretty good for us. I mean, offensively, it was a little weird. We had to start scoring in transition and create turnovers, and just because, I mean, Treasure's just, natural. She plays our natural four, but just trying to do something different. We knew we needed her defensive intensity and the way she can create turnovers and block shots and that kind of stuff. And so we played a little bit different down the stretch, and it helped us. We made a big time run. Bree was big for us. I think she scored 7 of the 12 points. And
7 in a row, in fact.
Yeah. And so we're just trying to figure out, like you said, and Diamond, I think she was one of our top scorers in the first half, and then just with her health concerns, and which was super scary for us, and that was something that, we had to manage, just seeing, what she had going on the sidelines, and then you lose her, and again, it's like Abby, you of course you lose her 24 points that she had in her 11-4-12, but you don't think about her defense and the steals and the transition, and that's the same thing with when you lose Diamond. I mean, she's our heart, she's our soul, she's our voice, she's our vocal leader, she's our toughness, and so just not having that factor and being able to make plays and drive and draw fouls and just defensive intensity that she brings, and then even when she's not in the game, she's our the one that leads the cheers on the bench, and she's the best celebrator. And so, you know, but you can't make excuses. You try to manage. I think we did a good job down the stretch, and we just couldn't make the shot that we needed to make to get over the hump.
Yeah, and without Abby, without Diamond, you have Jayla out there, only gets off 6 shot attempts.
Yeah,
And it felt like in the second half, I don't know how many she got in the second half, but it felt like a whole heck of a lot, because based on what I was just watching away from the ball, her just trying to get open was just really, really challenging. But that's what happens when you lose a couple players. So now she ended up finishing with 11, your only player to get in the double figures. But how difficult was it to see just kind of Middle Tennessee say, all right, well, we're not going to let number 4 be this today?
Yeah. I mean, and that's what teams have been doing, which is, you know, what, you know, you had the Abby factor and you had the Diamond factor who really stepped it up these last 3-4 games with their scoring. People just have to play, you know, Jayla a little bit more honest. But they did a good job of being physical. But I thought for us, it's like, when you can't get her in a half court, that's when you got to try to attack and transition and see if you can get her transition threes and see if you can, you know, create mismatches and stuff. And then other people have to step up and make plays for her, because now, you know, you're playing 4-on-4 without it. You have a whole person that they're not going to help off of, which creates more space for other players to be able to score, which is why you get Bree, who can score 7 points in a row and things like that. And you still have another shooter out there, which we played Kylie, you know, quite a bit in that run. And so you can find other things. And so for them, they did a good job of taking, you know, trying to take her away. She still was able to get her points just because she's a heck of a player. But for us, I mean, we just had a few different opportunities that we had layups and didn't finish. I remember one in particular with Jada McDonald, and she attacked the basket, and when we talked to her in the huddle, because she didn't really attack with her normal aggressiveness, and she said she was nervous about getting the charge, and so you just have things like that that you don't even really think about that's going through a player's mind during particular moments in games. But yeah, it was super duper physical, which we love. If the refs go call it like that, I think we can play that way. We were just happy that you know, it was consistent on both ends, and if they're gonna play us physical, like, we want to be able to play physical on the other end. And so I thought the referees did a great job of kind of the way they called the game, and it was consistent. So that was good for us.
Yeah, and Treasure Thompson ends up with 3 blocks and 2 steals. I want to highlight the 3 blocks because the third one that she had was an emphatic rejection in the corner for her 100th career block. Of course, not all of them in a Shocker uniform, but a cool milestone to see her reach in that game against Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, and it was good. It was a little time before that, because she was getting a little frustrated at different points of the game just because her shots wasn't falling.
Yeah.
And one of the things we told her was, you know, what we brought her in for is not to make 20 points a game. Like, she's going to get points because of, you know, her versatility. She can post up. She can drive it. She can do it. She can get steals. And so if she just locked in on her defense and doing her intangibles, like, she's a kid. Like, a typical game for her, for us, is if she can give us 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 or 4 steals and 3 or 4 blocks, like, and 4 assists. Like, that's, like, she's like a stat stuffing kid. It's not gonna be, and so she impacts the game in so many ways in that way. But she was, you know, kind of letting the fact that she missed a couple shots kind of affect that part of her game, and so took her out the game. We had a conversation with her. We talked to her and we challenged her, and she went back, and her defense was just amazing, I thought, for us in the fourth quarter. She covers up so much because she's a very smart defensive player. And I mean, like, she can block shots without fouling. She blocks shots in the paint. She can block shots on the perimeter. She can play the passing lanes. She can guard 1 through 5. And so that's just a big weapon for us to have. And so once she got locked into that, we was in a better spot.
American Conference play set to officially begin here before too long. We will talk about that when we return here on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
Hey, Shocker fans! Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics. As your local full-service financial institution, they're passionate about providing student-athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time out! Let's take 30 seconds to look at your game plan. If your network went down right now, would you know who to call? Shocker Nation knows that defense wins games. At Digital Office Systems, we're playing defense for your data. You know us for copiers, but we're also Wichita's local managed IT experts. We lock down your system so you can focus on the win. Don't let a cyber attack foul you out. Visit us at DOSKS.com.
About to wrap things up here with the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Stroupman. American Conference play officially set to begin. A game against Tulsa tonight at 6:30. You can listen to the game on KEYN 103.7 FM. We'll have pregame around 6:15. And then on Saturday, a game against Tulane. That game also on KEYN. 2 o'clock with the tip-off time, 1:45 with the pregame show. From Charles Koch Arena. Coach, conference play is officially here. It all begins with Tulsa. Someone asked me not too long ago, so what do you think about the conference? And I'm like, well, I truly think that it is wide open. Anyone can really make a name for themselves. And with this stretch of games, with the first four games, three of them being at home, it feels like there's an opportunity to make some noise. But, of course, the road trip that you have is in Tulsa. And last year inside the Reynolds Center, you guys in the third quarter, Tulsa goes on a run, and you try to roar back, just kind of ran out of gas. And then up in Wichita at halftime, right there in the thick of it, a big third quarter for Tulsa. So third quarter, I would imagine, is probably pretty huge for the game coming up tonight. But Tulsa lost some talent from last year. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. I think that's a theme just for the conference. Just overall, a lot of talent that's missing compared to what we saw maybe a season ago with a lot of these experienced rosters. But your thoughts on what you see from Tulsa here for tonight?
I mean, Angie's just a heck of a coach. She's one of my favorite coaches, even just to like watch her play. I got a chance a couple different times when I was at KU's assistant, like as a, you know, a scout coach, to be able to – we played against them. So just to see how she does things and the way she coaches is you know, it's type of play and watching them both ends. I just – like I like watching good coaches and how they play. And they go – they fast. They shoot the ball well. I mean, they get 21 points a game off turnovers. They make eight threes. They get 30 points in the paint. And so they're a high-octane offense. They play the right way. They play fast. They run a Princeton offense, and they get the ball moving, and they do a lot of screening and cutting and backdooring. And so it's going to be a tough task. I think one thing that people don't really give them credit for is just because they're a good offensive team, like how good they are on defense, and they're super duper physical. Like they don't look like it, but they are. And so for us, it's gonna be about, you know, trying to slow the game down a little bit and not make it a helter skelter super fast game, and making them play at our pace. Like we recognize, and Coach Pat did. He's our analytics guy, and we look at stats and stuff all the time. And I think defensively, in our conference, we're like third or fourth in the league as far as overall defense. And so we say it all the time, we know when we're back and it's a half court set, like we can guard with the best of teams, and so we're tops in the league in steals and blocks and 3-point percentage defense and all these different metrics. And so if we can make it a half court game and make them have to score against us in the half court and not give them a bunch of transition threes and easy layups and keep the ball on one side of the floor, we feel good about it.
And then on Saturday, you take on Tulane in the Green Wave. Yeah. I talked about how a lot of players are missing from last year. Tulane's got a decent amount of talent back with Snead being back here for the season. And I know that's just the tip of the iceberg. They have other players as well. But last year, you squared off with them three times.
Three times.
So
like 4-point games.
Yeah, just
like,
really close games. Yeah. Every single one of them was a close game. So I guess that might be the theme coming up on Saturday, but they were one of those teams that was preseason picked a little bit higher because of the talent that they had back.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like anything at the beginning of the season, you're still trying to find the right things and being able to put the right pieces together. But Tulane coming to town on Saturday, a team that you're definitely familiar with after facing them three times a season ago.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be fun. Like Ashley, she's one of my good friends in the business. We were assistant coaches for a long time together. In particular, when I was at Maryland, she was at James Madison and Army, I believe. And so we were, you know, around each other, and we would go to each other's practices, and we always picked each other's brain. And when she became a head coach, you know, I was super duper happy. And so she's one of the, you know, rising stars in our business. She does a heck of a job, and with the way they play, and high octane offense, and they do a lot of different stuff on defense, but you got to be able to keep them off the free throw line and guard them in transition and all of their motion. They run a lot of pro sets, and so it's gonna be a fun matchup to get them to come back to Coke Arena. So hopefully we handle our business tonight, and then look forward to seeing Ashley when she comes to let them come up to Kansas and get some of this Kansas cold.
I mean, but keep in mind though, last year when we went to New Orleans, it was not warm. New Orleans, that's when we were I think we all had the heat on in the hotel.
That was
definitely unique. I don't think you're going to get that too often. So hopefully the weather stays cold for them as they make their way over the Wichita. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck to you this week.
All right, go Sox.
All right. Right, there we go. The latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast coming up this week. Tulsa tonight at 6:30, 6:15 pregame on KUIN 103.7. And then on Saturday, you have Tulane at 2 o'clock, pregame at 1:45, also on KEYN. That is it for us here for the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. We'll see you next week. As always, go Shocks.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.